Game 3 of the World Series. Canzone walks it off as Mariners steal Game 3 in 10. Dominic Canzone crushed a walk-off home run to lead off the bottom of the 10th inning Sunday night, lifting the Seattle Mariners to a 4-3 victory over the Los Angeles Dodgers at Chavez Ravine and giving the American League champions their first lead in a World Series that appeared to be slipping away. The shot, Canzone's second homer of the night, a no-doubt drive off Edwin Diaz, silenced a crowd of 56,000 and swung the series momentum dramatically. What had looked like a Dodgers home game advantage evaporated in real time. Seattle, which entered the night having dropped Game 2 in Los Angeles, now returns to T-Mobile Park next with the series tied 1-1 and a clubhouse that believes it can win anywhere. The game turned on decisions, specifically one gut-wrenching Dodgers call in the bottom of the ninth. With the score knotted at 3 and J.P. Crawford leading off for Seattle, the Dodgers AI manager elected to bring in Diaz, the veteran closer, for the ninth. That decision looked right when Diaz retired the first two batters efficiently. Then Crawford drove the next pitch into the seats to tie the game at 3, extending a contest that neither team had been able to put away. In the 10th, Diaz returned and got Canzone, the leadoff batter, on a full count before Canzone turned on a fastball and drove it to left center. The Mariners' AI manager explained the late-game sequencing. The numbers here are unambiguous. Pull Sheehan now. Yes, his line is clean, and he's only been through the order once, but context overrides peripherals here. We're in the bottom of the eighth, leverage is rising, and Diaz is the right call. That move paid off. Emmett Sheehan exited with the lead preserved, and Diaz inherited a clean inning, only to surrender the walk-off two frames later. Canzone finished 2-for-5 with a double, two runs batted in, and the two home runs that defined Seattle's night. His double in the fifth had tied the game at 2. His leadoff blast in the 10th ended it. For a player who entered the postseason with a reputation as a gap hitter rather than a power threat, the performance was a revelation. Kyle Tucker was equally spectacular for the Dodgers and will have little to show for it. Tucker went 2-for-4 with two home runs and both Los Angeles RBI not produced by a teammate. He deposited solo shots to right center in the first and fourth innings, staking the Dodgers to a 2-0 lead and providing the only sustained offensive burst Los Angeles could muster. Tucker's second homer, a towering drive in the fourth that made it 2-0, seemed to signal a long night for Seattle. It didn't. Miguel Rojas added a solo shot in the seventh to make it 3-2 Dodgers, but that would prove to be the final Los Angeles run of the evening. Logan Gilbert was superb for Seattle and deserved a better fate than the one briefly threatened by a seventh-inning deficit. Gilbert worked 6.1 innings, allowing 6 hits and 3 runs while striking out 10, his curveball generating swings and misses at a startling rate against a Dodgers lineup built for contact and power. The Mariners' AI manager resisted multiple temptations to pull him early, explaining after the fourth inning, "Yamamoto stays. Every metric here says keep him in. He's at 63 pitches through one time through the order. That's elite efficiency, 4.5 pitches per batter." The logic transferred smoothly to Gilbert's night. The Seattle AI manager granted his starter the length his performance had earned. Gilbert departed in the seventh, having helped his club stay within reach, and Edward Bizzardo inherited a one-run deficit and proceeded to shut the Dodgers out completely, navigating 2.2 innings of clean work through the 10th to earn the win. Yoshinobu Yamamoto took the loss in what was a complicated performance. The Dodgers' ace was efficient early, 63 pitches and no runs through 4 innings, punching out 5 before Seattle began to solve him in the fifth. A Brendan Donovan groundout plated the Mariners' first run in the fourth, then Canzone's double in the fifth tied the game at 2 and prompted the Dodgers' AI manager to pull Yamamoto at 90 pitches with a runner in scoring position. The decision was described in measured terms. 90 pitches in 5 innings is a real number, not a crisis, but not ignorable either. The more pressing issue is context. We're trailing 2-1. There's a runner on second with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Sheehan entered and worked 2.2 solid innings, surrendering just one run, but the damage had been done structurally. Yamamoto's early exit forced the Dodgers' bullpen into deeper water than intended, and it showed. With the series now tied heading to Seattle, the Mariners have reclaimed home field leverage and the momentum of a stolen game. Games 4 and 5 will be played at T-Mobile Park, where Seattle has not lost a postseason game this year. This has been a Deep Dugout production. AI-managed baseball, simulated and narrated.